Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But we're going to be talking about in this program about moderate Islam being an oxymoron. So I remember talking with John Stenberger, and where he's teaching a class in VFNU about the church and the Constitution and all that, and I was just so surprised at his answer. You know, his answer to America's situation was moderate. You know, we had to have moderate Muslims and moderate Christians, and then we can actually have America. But outside of moderate Christians and moderate Islam, you know, we can't. It's not going to work. And it's like a backslidden Muslim and a backslidden Christian is the answer for America.
That's our hope, really.
Wow.
Yeah, and he had to take off to another meeting to get a chance to really talk about that. And John's a really good guy. But the thing about it is, really? And so we'll be talking about the interview here today from CBN, talking about somebody who has firsthand knowledge of that and getting a perspective, because God loves Muslims. And but what does that mean? What does it actually mean? When you say a moderate Christian, you know, what does that mean as well? Plus, we'll get a chance to talk about how vulnerable we are as a nation. The truth is that walking outside of God, you know, think about this, just throwing your chest out, throwing your nose up and saying you can do this without God, I mean, it's not going to be good. Mm-mm. But when you see a nation doing that, when you see a nation's leaders doing that, and you know, a lot of the churches, not all the church, but a lot of the churches pretty much just left God's way of doing things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not that anytime anybody tells you it's complicated, it's not that complicated.
Mm-hmm.
He's God. You're not. This is what he says. That's what you do. It's because he loves you and because you love him.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's not that complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And his grace is sufficient. And he, as you go, he shows you. And if you missed the earlier program about dancing with God and understanding these footprints and the saying, you got to hear that. It was just such a powerful analogy of what's going on. But, you know, we're going to be having Youssef. I think it's, is it, who is it?
The son of Hamas?
Yes, the son of Hamas. We'll be talking about him soon. I know we've been talking about him for some time. It's amazing.
But it's awesome.
It is so amazing. Yeah. Just trying to get, you know, because we want to dedicate an entire, maybe it could be 3 or 4 programs to that, just so it's all together so you can actually get, because I love his viewpoint about it, because he was a son of, it was a Muslim, a son of Hamas. His dad was a leader in the Muslim Brotherhood. But his dad was passive in the context of the militant response, but yet moderate in how he knew what happened was going on, the violent part, but he just didn't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that's kind of worse than actually being it, so he talked about. And then eventually, long story short, he's a Christian today because he found the love of God.
Mm.
Think about that, the love of God. And the question he talks about in there, he just says, you know, everybody says, you know, what side is God on? And you have Palestinians saying, you know, God's on our side, and the Jews are saying God's on their side. You know, what's God going to do? Is he going to take over Israel? Is he going to take over, you know, Palestine? Is he going to take over all these different areas? And he goes, God didn't come to take sides. He came to take over.
Hey, and you didn't know, you'll find out.
Yeah. And he came to take over, and that's who he is. Mm-hmm. And all that ground is going to split when his feet touch that. That mountain, right? Well, we're talking about in this part of the program about the concept of moderate, being moderate, period. But this particular reporter is talking about moderate Islam as an oxymoron. I mean, think about that. Ibrahim, he's actually talking about on this video you're about to see from CBN about how It's an oxymoron. And it really is. It's very serious to understand that it really is. And it makes just common sense when you think about it. And it just contradicts the reality. In other words, it doesn't exist in the context of a true believer in Islam who believes that Muhammad is truly the prophet from their God that brings down, you know, you either believe him or you don't. Mm-hmm. In regards to talking to, you know, John Stenberger in the Florida's attorney in Florida and with his organization, that you know, we were talking to him, and I was, you know, asking all these questions. I love to ask these kind of questions to people who love the Lord and they're trying to mm-hmm. see how this thing can all work out. And because the conflicts that are taking place, and they want to build a tower, for example, Islam wants to build a tower where 9/11, mm-hmm. a place like
a mosque.
You know, why would you want to build a mosque? Right. I mean, why even bring that up mm-hmm. right now? Because it's significant. It means something. But the whole thing is that, you know, in regards to what Ibrahim's talking about here, that it's an oxymoron. But I was talking to John Stenberger about that, and John was explaining things. And I said, so he says that the only hope, the hope for America to work as it is to have moderates, you know, moderate Muslims and moderate Christians.
Hmm.
And you have to understand, this Jesus calls a moderate Christian a lukewarm Christian, right?
That's
that Revelation,
right.
What's the scripture say, Revelation?
Revelation 3:16, and it says, so because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth.
So think about that. I mean, moderate in God is not something you want to be.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, you want to be moderate. Is like, you know, you're not hot and you're not cold. You got a little bit, you got half of the world in you and half of God's things inside of you.
I'm moderately in love with you.
I'm moderate.
I'm not
right,
all the way,
right.
You know.
You can go home and try that today.
Try that with your
try
wife.
That.
Yeah, right.
Your spouse.
Or your spouse and all. And so listen to this, what he's talking. I think it's just so timely because we have to understand. And of course, if that's what they believe, you know, that's what you believe.
Right.
But to say that being moderate is the hope is like, because what he's talking about here is so important is because a moderate cannot contradict an extremist who extremely believes fully what the Quran says, because mm-hmm. they would be coming against their own. And so you don't see a moderate stand up and come against a full believer,
sure.
a hot believer in the Quran, because they know they were coming against the very Quran that they say that they believe. As a matter of, listen up right now to Ibrahim as he's talking about this.
Is there really such a thing as moderate Islam, or is it just a popular idea in the secular world? CBN News contributor and blogger Raymond Ibrahim says using terms like moderate Islam is an oxymoron. And Raymond joins us now to discuss his latest blog. Raymond, always good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me back, Wendy.
Well, you say that the worlds of mainstream media, education, and government are teaching us there isn't really anything bad about Islam. It's just the radicals.
Right. And that's the problem right there. We all take for granted the meaning of these two words, radical and moderate, or extremist and moderate. And it's kind of like an assumption that we all have. But what do they really mean? If you look at those words, extreme just means to take something to an extreme level, and moderate means not to. But when it comes to Islam, the law is the law, or what's known as Sharia. And if you look at the law, so for example, Sharia, Islamic law, teaches that the born Muslim cannot leave his religion and become an apostate, for example, by converting to Christianity. If a Muslim comes and kills another Muslim because the other Muslim converted to Christianity, how are these actions considered extreme? They're considered extreme from our mentality because of the sort of, you know, human rights and secularism and freedom of religion and this and that. But in the Islamic paradigm, they're not extreme. He's just fulfilling the law.
Are moderate Islamists, as termed today, really following the commands of Allah found in the Quran?
If you look at the Quran, and again, Islamic teaching and Islamic Sharia, jihad, for example, is a big component. It's always there. According to some Islamic sects, it's one of the pillars of Islam. But amongst others, it's not a pillar, but it's definitely a big duty. Now, if a Muslim renounces jihad, is he being a moderate, or is he just not being a Muslim? And you have to keep in mind, the word Muslim and Islam or Islam, Islam simply means submit. Submit to what? To Allah's teaching. So a Muslim is one who submits. Okay, so if I reject jihad, if I reject, for example, the apostasy rule to kill an apostate because he left Islam, am I submitting to the teachings of Islam? Am I being a Muslim? Am I being a moderate? Which in this sense really means not being much of a Muslim at all.
Raymond, from an evangelistic point of view, how should Christians navigate these complicated things with Muslims?
First thing is to come to grips with what we're talking about right here, this idea of, you know, moderate Islam as an oxymoron. For example, remember the Kenyan Mall massacre, where I think some 60 or 70 people were killed by Islamic jihadis. a Kenyan well-known mosque leader just come out recently, and he said exactly what we're talking about. He said, first of all, that what those jihadis did is 100% accurate according to Islamic teaching, according to the Quran and the example of the Prophet. And then he went on to say there is no radical Islam, there is no extreme Islam. These are concepts made up by non-Muslim infidels, us. And there's only Islam. You either do the teachings or not. And he said what they did, which is a deplorable thing, an atrocity, massacre by any Western standard, killing women and children in cold blood just because they're infidels and so forth, that accords 100% with Islam. And so I think the important thing for Western Christians is just to start, you know, re-educating themselves in reality and what Islam is and what Islam teaches.
All right, Raymond, thanks so much for your time. And Raymond's full blog, Ibrahim, Islam Unveiled, is on our website, cbnnews.com.
That's so important to understand. It's, you know, they couldn't have said it any better. But think about it, even in Islam, meaning the word Islam means submission. So to say that you're a moderate Muslim means I moderately submit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Which they would say... You're not even Muslim at all.
Right. I mean, it's just like telling your boss, you're like, they lay the rules out. He or she lays the rule out. I said, well, I'm going to moderately obey those rules.
Right.
And so as you're looking for new work, you're going to be able to understand the expectation was for you to actually fully follow that. And it's just an expectation, just standard. Well, understanding what Sharia law is, which is the Quran is the law. And that's how, you know, somebody who is loyal to Islam would see it. That's why it's so difficult for them to come up and say, the big question is in America, truly, if you're an loyal American, wouldn't you stand up and say, but that's not right no matter what it is? And it's like, but I can't because it's written in the Quran.
Right.
They actually just believed fully in what the Quran said. Now, this is the question. As Christians, what do we do? What do we believe? And we need to get in and say, you know what? I need to get into the Word of God and find I want to be not a moderate Christian. I want to be loyal to Jesus Christ, which is a lover of man's soul. Out of all the gods out there, and there is no God besides God, whose son is Jesus Christ, this is the truth. God loved you so much that he gave his son. He laid down his life for you. He died for you, that you could have a relationship with him. He's the only God that laid down his life to show you how much he loves you. And his Father brought him up from the grave, raised him from the dead. Now he sits at the right hand of the Father to let you know you can be truly in the family of God through the Messiah, through Jesus Christ today. Find out more at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit
our sponsor and underwriters, and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.